Day 7, Offering. Our text is Psalm 126, 6. He who goes out weeping, bearing the seed for sowing, shall come home with shouts of joy, bringing his sheaves with him. Ravenhill says, "The seed is precious, costly." However, is it not true that for many of our lives, God gets the scraps? We pray to Him if we are not too tired. We go to prayer meetings if it is not raining. We pray for the heathen if we are constantly being jabbed by prayer circulars. Shall we render unto the Lord that which costs us nothing? We will have to sacrifice precious things in our lives if we are going to learn the great art of intercession. That was on page 70. There were times in my life that I felt like that I had to sacrifice so that the Lord would be pleased with me. Whether it is in a prayer time or a church service, it is like I had to prove to the Lord that by my sacrifice, I was really willing. However, I learned I was wrong in my thinking. I didn't need to give up things because I had to. Rather, I needed to give things up, those precious things, because I wanted to. And then, what was so legitimately precious beforehand, and seemingly so difficult to give up, once sacrificed, really paled in comparison by being in the presence of my Lord. What is the one thing you can offer the Lord this week in order to spend more time in prayer? Is it a TV show that you just have to see? The 30 minutes of sleep in the morning that you just can't sacrifice for praying? Or maybe it's your internet time. After all, you have to see what's going on with everybody and check your apps. Today's prayer focus? Let the Holy Spirit speak to you about the precious thing that needs to be offered during this focused time of prayer for revival. And then pray to be able to willingly offer it up. Meditate on Psalm 110:3. Your people will offer themselves freely on the day of your power in holy garments.